Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, as she's been doing for many years now, from Iasco County Coats for Kids, June Percy. How are you today, June?
Oh, just fine. Thank you, Kevin.
Glad to have you back on. That time of year has rolled around again, and even before I talked to you, I knew it had rolled around because I saw a couple of the boxes out there now, so you guys are off and running already, aren't you?
Well, yes. We haven't had anything in yet, so The work hasn't really started, but that won't be long, hopefully.
I'm sure you're right there. Well, today, as we always do, we're going to start off by talking about where folks can find those boxes. And I know there's a lot of locations throughout the county, so where can they find them, June?
Well, I'll give you the list right now, and I'll also say that they are on our Facebook page,
yes.
Iasco Coats for Kids. So if you forget what I'm saying, you can always go look it up.
Very good.
Round Towers, they're in several of the churches. They're in the Baptist Church, Christ Episcopal, Grace Lutheran, Holy Family, United Methodist. Where else? I can't think. Oh, the Presbyterian Church also.
Yes.
And then several other places, Neiman's Grocery, the credit unions, Northland Credit Union on 55 and Alpena Credit Union, and the hospital, Tawas St. Joseph's Hospital, Knights of Columbus on Newman Street. If you go to eat there, you know, or if you go over there for anything, they have a box available. And Big Boy, Brew Crew, Moose Lodge. I think that's about it, actually, for Tawas. Hale, it's St. Pius Catholic Church. And in Oscoda, again, several churches, Sacred Heart Catholic, Assembly of God, United Methodist, Oscoda Baptist, Trinity Lutheran, and Grace Community, Hope St. John's. Those are the churches. And then they have a box at the library and Kmart. Mm-hmm. And hopefully by this weekend we'll get one to the Eagles also. They like to keep a box out there.
Very good.
So there's a lot of places for you to drop coats off.
Boy, are there ever.
You know, last year was surprising. We got a lot of new coats. People were very generous. Mm. I think that maybe they didn't have anything to donate, so they went out and bought new instead, and that was really, really nice, because we do like to give them new when we can,
sure.
But we appreciate anything that's clean and very gently used, you know?
Indeed, yeah. I know this is about the time of year people start pulling them out of storage, and, you know, if the kids grew a little bit and now they don't fit into that coat, instead of just putting it back away or throwing it away, put it in a box and let some needy kids here in Iasco County have it.
Well, that's right. That's very good. You know what else we got this year? Normally, Make Way Move All are very good. They give us boxes every year free, and we kind of, you know, they're kind of like brown cardboard boxes. Well, this year we got hold of some Toys for Tots boxes from last year.
Oh.
They didn't need them. So my husband painted on them, and we put labels on, and they're bigger, and they're easier for us to handle. So with thanks to Make Way, because they're so wonderful to us, moving coats and things. We really like these new boxes. You know, they hold a little more, so hopefully donations will be up there, and we'll need the big boxes.
That's what we want to hear. Now, you collect the coats over about, what, the next month or so, a month and a half, and then
do the
distribution.
Yeah, it's about the next 6 weeks. We'll start checking in a week or two to see how they're doing, yeah.
And if they don't have any coats to donate or don't go out and buy a new one and they just want to donate cash, you'll always accept that too, won't you?
Oh, well, of course, yes. And you can forward that to Grace Lutheran Church in East Tawas. Their address is 401 Main Street, East Tawas, and the zip is 48730. Oh, you could phone them, or I'll even give you my phone number, 362-8161. And we can always help with any inquiries for people who need coats, people who want to donate. We're thrilled to hear from you.
Very good. This is the first of what will be many updates, weekly updates, as we get closer to the big distribution dates. But make a donation to Iasco County Coats for Kids. And June Percy, always a pleasure, June, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Well, thank you, Kevin.